If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
When you're going through Babylonian times, keep your vision intact. Don't even let prophets come to you and tell you that the trouble is not of God. Because real prophets know that only the Lord sends trouble. The devil is just the tool for our God. Don't you get all excited because you're going through. Read the end of the book of Job. God introduced himself to Job, and when he was done, the Bible said he gave Job double what he lost. So if you're going through right now, start rejoicing. Because everything you lose, Joel says you're going to have it replaced. Why? You ought to have a vision. This light affliction, let me tell you something, saints. This is what I'm going through right now, but it's not going to keep me down. There's something better coming. My healing is going to be double. I am going to get a double portion blessing from a double portion God. You walk down the street when our children come in down at the 2901 building and those little tykes come in and you let Pastor Wayne stand up and say, all right, everybody, at 12 o'clock, I'm giving all of you a homemade chocolate chip cookie. Watch them jump. Watch them keep coming up. Pastor Wayne, is it 12 o'clock yet? Is it 12 o'clock yet? Anybody know what time it is? Why are they so anticipatory? Because they received a promise from the leader. Lord, help me. Why is the devil able to beat you down if you've received a promise from the leader? If the Lord said, I'll be with you, and lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the age, you ought to have rejoicing in your heart. Even if you lose your job, God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll supply all you need. Your financial security isn't in this world. Listen to God. God says, all right now. He said, they're going to prophesy falsely in my name. He said, but I didn't send them. But he doesn't dwell on that. He goes right into the 10th verse. He said, now this thing's going to last for 70 years. This is one thing God needs you to know. Whatever you're going through is for a definitive time. Now, you can lengthen your time by making it miserable. It's still the same time God ordained it. It can seem long if you keep fighting over stuff. Or you can just approach it. Well, praise the Lord. The Lord's in control. He knows what he's doing. I'm not letting this stuff bother me. Hallelujah. People become frustrated with me because I don't make decisions right away. I don't lay it before God and come back and fix it because it's their problem. But every problem of a person is not the problem of a kingdom. I asked God on numbers of occasions when I was younger in ministry. I said, God, why didn't you help me with this? He said, I didn't need to. I said, why? He said, because I saw it wasn't going to be so bad. I'll let you go through it. And then when you come out of it, you sit back and say, my goodness, it wasn't so bad. But we make it bad with mental speculation. We start seeing what could be. Oh, if this person stays in position, they're going to fire me. They didn't hire you. Well, I sure don't want them to get to, I don't know why he put Pastor Martin over thing. He don't like me. And that and 50 cents will get you some double mint gum. What do you think? I go into these secret meetings with Pastors Martin and Aaron and sit there and they start pointing out the people they don't like. And then I just check your name off the membership list. All right, because my sons don't like them, so praise the Lord, they out of here. He can dislike whoever he wants to. My name's on the letterhead, not his. I'm the one God deals with about this ministry. What do you care who doesn't like you as long as God loves you? The King James says, if God be for us, who can be against us? The Greek says, if God be for us, who cares who's against us? You and God make up the majority. Billions of people in our world, if you and God are on this side, you on the winning side. You better act like you know. Just you and God make the majority. You better get to stepping. I mean, stepping like a Greek fraternity. Don't lay down. Go on out there and show the devil. I'm going to stomp the yard. Devil said, what fraternity are you in? Alpha Omega. He said, there ain't no such thing as Alpha Omega. Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega. I ain't no Kappa. I ain't no Gamma. I ain't no Theta. I ain't no Iota. I'm an Alpha Omega. My God is the beginning and the end. Watch God. He said in verse 11, I know what I'm thinking towards you. God said, I know what I'm thinking. I got a vision. Ooh. God said, I got a vision about you. He said, and those thoughts of you bring me peace, or bring you peace rather, and not evil, to give you hope. I know the thoughts that I think towards you. In other words, I got a plan. And if God has a plan, and it says here, not of evil, and their thoughts of peace, then why are you in so much turmoil? And why are so many evil thoughts coming in your mind about your brothers and sisters in Christ? Here's the thing. You don't know people's spiritual position, and you can't judge anybody. So you wind up fighting against your brothers and sisters. And that's devastating to the body. Stop fighting and realize no one could be anywhere without God. Vision always precedes any action of God. When he's about to move, he'll give you a vision. But here's where the discipline of Habakkuk 2 comes in. When you get the vision, wait for it. Don't become frustrated. God told Abraham, this is how you're going to know that I'm with you and that this vision will come to pass. Your people will be strangers in a strange land for 400 years. Vision takes time. And we become antsy. We become full of anxiety when people don't move as fast as we want them to. One thing one of my teachers used to say to me, he said, God has been pastoring and taking care of churches long before Bethel started. He said, don't get yourself upset about anything. God has been dealing with people long before you were, your grandparents were ever thought of. So what makes you think he lost his power? God, I just don't understand. Why does the bishop let these people have responsible positions? Because God said to do it to upset you. You know how long it took for me to learn that lesson? Do you know that there are times God will have the leader to move just to upset one heart, to show that one person that you're not right? And sure enough, here they come. I got a problem with you putting Pastor Martin as an assistant pastor. I just got a problem with it. Have you spoken to him? Well, no. No. Well, the Bible said if you have aught with your brother, you're supposed to go to them and tell him the fault between you and them alone. It's easy to come to me to turn me into your hitman. Now I'm supposed to kill him. And that dog just ain't gonna hunt. But when you see God's vision, now this is gonna really blow your mind. And didn't I blow your mind this time? Watch this. God will raise up somebody whom he knows will be a thorn in your flesh. Just ask the Apostle Paul. Paul goes to heaven and receives an abundance of revelation that he cannot even decipher. It is the greatest spiritual experience he has ever had. He can't talk about it. But God doesn't trust flesh. So he gives to Paul, the Bible says, the messenger of Satan, Angelos, to torment Paul. And the purpose is to keep what's in Paul in Paul, so that he doesn't try to become rich on his revelation. He goes to God, which is the normal Pentecostal response to trouble. God, move them. How many people have you asked God to move and he promoted them? Before you were working with them, now you're working for them. I like doing that. I like doing that. I like watching people squirm under the hand of God. I installed elders over each house in our fellowship. And the response of the pastors was rather unique. Some of them were, you can't be putting me under him. He ain't been pastoring as long as I have. Some were, well, my title's greater than that title. And God says, I'm showing you their hearts. And then here's what God did right after. He moved them out. But I saw their hearts first. You see, the vision is for a united fellowship. How's he going to get it united if he doesn't move out the troublemakers? And how's he going to move the troublemakers out without exposing their heart through a situation? Because God knows my heart. My heart is such that I don't see bad in people. I don't see bad in people. And sometimes that can become a negative. Yes. Yes. So he has to fight for me. He says, all right, put so-and-so in this position and watch the response of the others. And when I see that response, I say, oh, my God. He said, yeah, now you see what I have to deal with every day. And I got to put my anointing in that vessel because I gave my promise that I would. And watch this. That person that's so mean towards the other person, you fail to realize that the anointing comes through that vessel and they pass that on to the people that they're ministering to. So when you find arrogant, nasty people, look at the people who sit under their teaching and you'll watch they'll be the same way. They'll be the same way. Why? Because the vision of that person is to create people like themselves. But that's not our task. Our task is to create people like Jesus. Which means I can't minister to you and give you my likes and dislikes. Because you're not called to me. You're called to the Christ in me. So I have to preach Jesus. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
2216A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Summertime is almost here. Enroll your child in Bethel's summer program, Camp Bethel. This year, we will be celebrating our 20th year anniversary. In addition to Bible lessons preached by Camp Director and Youth Pastor Wayne Diggs, Camp Bethel offers weekly trips to exciting places.
Hershey Park.
The Shamity.
Kimmel Beach.
Funplex.
Join us for these trips and much, much more this summer at Camp Bethel. Registration has begun. Call 215-885-2585 to enroll your child today.